This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news and smart talk. Of course, all day. It is Friday, the 8th of April, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Now, it's Friday. That means it's Sports Friday. You know that means Mr. Eric Sawyer III is joining me today.
Good morning.
We got plenty to talk about, but let's start here. Producer, is that a call on the line? Let's go straight to that call.
Already?
Caller, you there?
Question before I even say anything.
Yeah, man. Go on. Hold on. Like, what'd you say? Okay, I got you. I have to call a producer. So, Eric, I had to take the call. Did you hear what the birds say just now? The birds say Alpha ain't stolen. Alpha ain't lost. Alpha know exactly where Alpha is. Alpha. He needs you to come home, though.
Are you petty boy?
No, I'm well prepared. See, y'all thought I was joking when I tell y'all I was going to catch Alpha. That was a call from my Chikchani services, you know, security services team. I don't really talk about it. You can keep them things undercover. Anyway, I employ pigeons and Chikchanis and parrots and other local, you know,
fowl.
Fauna and thing. Because they're the best. You don't ever suspect a pot cake sniffing at your garbage can. You see, if you see somebody in blue and yellow at your garbage can, you know it's a problem. But if you see a pot cake...
Wow, blue and yellow at your garbage can.
Yeah,
that,
you
was
ain't
good. That was good.
You ain't gonna worry about that at all. So, listen... If you see me in the bush, I looking for Alpha. Don't mind me. Ask yourself, what you doing in the bush? Looking for me. Anyway, good morning, Eric. How you doing?
Good morning, Erin. Everything cool, man. Can't complain.
Good. Don't complain. Look here, because we complain. I complaining. Right? I was complaining all day yesterday. I said, when is the Prime Minister going to let Mr. Monroe return to private practice? I don't like the term firing because that seems so cruel, but returning to private practice seemed a good thing. And then I realized PLP can't let go of Wayne Monroe right now. They really at the bottom of their roster.
Why you say that?
Okay, I can tell you why I say it. And it's very serious consideration here. First of all, if you were appointing Ron Pinder to your diplomatic team, like, I think you run out of players on your team. You can't afford to bench Monroe. And as much as I think the honorable thing, I think the honorable thing is for him to resign. And I think the politically astute thing would be for him to resign and better empower his party with his legal knowledge without the restrictions of the cabinet and governance, you know, rules. He'd be a better asset to his party on the back bench. I just saying.
Yeah, that was a good sports analogy there you gave with, you know, being on the bench and starting five. You know, it's pretty good.
That's why we need to let women talk about sports more. But, you know, now to Jamal Roll, right? I'm going to say this. I don't want you to think that I just can crack joke on you, you know, be petty or be disgusting. I can also question, I want to know why were you appointed as the ambassador at large for culture? Now, let me give you my perspective, though, before you think that this is, you know, just an attack. See, as a person, I'm looking at a country like Bolivia, who, within their Ministry of Culture, they have a sub-ministry called the Ministry of Decolonization. Right? Like, that's the way that their Ministry of Culture is structured. And so, for me, looking at the next 50 years, since we about to celebrate 50 years, right? I want to see a broad cultural interrogation of who we are right now, where we've come from, and how we're going to plot forward, not for one singular course, you know, but how do we chart a course that allows people to focus on their personal destiny while not diminishing the capacity of the collective, right? And that's an awesome task. Now, I'm not saying that you're not a great political satirist with your political cartoons. And I'm not saying that you are not a tremendously fabulous visual artist. And see, you got that little improv thing in there too, you know, because what you do is improv with your art. And that's a very valuable skill. But we are on the precipice, right? Like, the whole universe is shifting. And the root of our political development policy should be cultural. That's where all of these policies should spring up from. So while I suggest that perhaps we could have put a stronger candidate in that position for my agenda, right? What I will say is this. It's now incumbent upon all of us, particularly, see, I got this boy in the room with me. That's junior from senior from junior. You got cultural participants, stakeholders in the room right now telling you if this is the job that you've been given, then it's our job to stand behind you and make sure.
110% support. Yeah.
Not just that you understand the assignment, but that you could complete it.
Yeah.
And so that will be our job. So I don't want you to take the critique in the wrong way because, you know, the PLP got a lot of critique coming to them, buddy. And anybody who stands in their way, anybody who aligns themselves within this political convention where appointees have to leave when the party that appointed them leave, you got to be prepared for that critique as well. That's a part of this political game. And if you don't like that level of politics, well, let me tell you what you could do. You could be like me and get ready for the Old Timers Memorial Softball Tournament this weekend.
Yeah, I just going to tell you. I mean, like, you made mention of the Bahamas Games.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you made mention of the 50th anniversary and, you know, the Bahamas Games coming up. And now it's being said now that officially sloop sailing will be
the national sport. Now, first of all, it can't be official because the minister himself said it ain't official. He said,
right, it can be in collaboration.
Right, like I am making the announcement, but I can't make the announcement without the Minister of Agriculture, so. Marine Resources, and Family Island Affairs. And I could appreciate that. That's the part I like, that you acknowledge that this is something that...
Right, this is a team effort.
Right, and that guy who's responsible for Family Island Affairs...
Especially.
Got to be involved in it. Mm-hmm. And Marine Resources, because, yes, sailing is what we do. But we got to balance that with ocean preservation from the sloop straight up to the cruise ship.
Yeah.
Right? What you do in the water impacts everything in the Bahamas. So listen, y'all don't allow alcohol at the Old Timers Memorial Softball Tournament, eh? You think they do that?
I mean, maybe like beef snaps or something.
But look here, are you going to get me so much rat? Rattler is a shandy, right? They don't have like junior shandies, eh? I need something with like 0.2% alcohol in it.
But I guess it wouldn't be a Rattler, maybe. Maybe it'll be like a Rattler.
Like a Maracas or something.
Yeah.
They ain't heavy enough for a Rattler.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, drink responsibly, people. Don't be like me and don't drink at all. Just drink responsibly.
Yeah, of course you drink.
So listen.
And don't drive.
I was a little perturbed by the announcement of by the Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture. Let me tell you why, quickly. I felt like I was pushing the conversation too much on our show. Like every week I was talking about it. Now I'm glad I talk about it every week because these boys them just bum rush us with a decision.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you know, we're trying to make a decision. No more committees. Let's just make a decision.
But I want to know if they even had a committee. And I want to know who's on the committee. And I want to see the minutes of the committee meetings. I want to know what the wide public consultation looked like for this particular exercise. I want to know who they talked to. Certainly they ain't talked to no young people.
Yeah, because young people would have never said sailing.
Right.
I'm sorry.
And in fact, I could be honest with you, the majority of older Bahamians that I've asked the question to agree with you, Mr. Sawyer, that while sailing culturally, historically,
yes,
is who we are, when you look at the Bahamas with your own eyes, or with even with Z&S eyes, and look at, you know, the PSAs, and everywhere is a basketball court.
From preschool to high school, it's everywhere.
Right? And so when the minister says, there's no sport in the world that is more indigenous to us than sailing. First thing I want to say is, buddy, obviously you ain't never jumped to conclusions before. You ain't training that.
Because we're good at that here.
Very much so. But then he goes on to say, track and field is not ours. Dear sir, we are Africans. All we do is run and run our mouth all day. You are incorrect. Second of all, he say basketball ain't ours. Well, who know how to secure the bag more than a Bahamian?
Straight true.
Mario Boleg, you got to think about that. He say bowling isn't ours. Well, Muddo, listen, you have not heard me play 1,000 ballads. These Bahamian men will bowl you over with their sweet words and soft, silky voices.
Sweet lies.
Huh? And golf ain't ours. Now, we could talk about golf.
I mean, Tiger is on the course, and Tiger is doing well.
And
Tiger is three strokes off of the lead starting with today being day two. Starting today.
What
Tiger Woods.
Is he at Augusta?
Yes, he is.
Man, look here. The person say, why is Tiger Woods wearing FootJoy shoes and not Nikes at the Augusta?
Because of the accident. Because of the accident, he had to change footwear. Yeah. Yeah, man. He had to change footwear.
So you telling me that Nike wasn't able to accommodate Tiger Woods and this particular injury?
I mean, like, you have to remember now, market share, you know?
Yeah.
If you sell headphones and I sell earbuds,
yeah,
leave me with my earbuds as much as you sell headphones.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But listen, so I just want to say to every Bahamian child who has cried, cussed, suck your teeth, and almost get slapped for asking your mummy, what are those that you just bought me? These sweet waters. I need you to go look at Tiger Woods beating everybody at Augusta in some FootJoy sweet waters.
Yeah, man. He had to get something because he has a bit of a limp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had some major surgeries to get back to this point.
Yeah.
And he had some practice rounds Monday and Tuesday, and he announced Wednesday that he'd be on the golf course, and he's doing very well. Like, I mean, go and look at his as a par 5 on the 16.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me explain to you what a par
Please
5 is.
Do.
Okay.
Please do.
Because you see the look in your face. All right, if you on the 16th hole and you know you got a tee off, you know, and you hit the ball at 4, you know, like the first shot, you have 5 chances to get to the cup, get to the hole.
Right.
So you hit the first one, boom, that goes down the fairway. And you hit a second one, hopefully you get closer to
so
the,
maybe you could do it in 3 as opposed to...
3, right. And, yeah, and if you do it in 3... Then now you would have saved yourself 2 shots.
Listen, I used
and
to.
That's where
I used to
minus
date,
2 come from.
Yeah, I used to date men. I understand it now. So it's a balancing game. I get it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a balancing game. Now, if it takes you 7 times to hit a par 5, then of course that'll mean you have double bogey. Okay, it means that you've missed twice.
Right, you missed the
past the past the allotted.
Yeah.
Times to actually listen, hit it in the hole.
Dear husbands, if you hear your woman or your wife using the word bogey in the house, it's time to go to church. Just tell her, look here, it's Bible study on a Saturday night. I got to go to church. I sorry whatever went wrong. I gone. So I got a text here. And I got to read it, Eric.
It says,
good morning, Miss Green. Please tell Mr. Jamal Roll. Jamal, if you are listening, this is the reason why you're supposed to be listening today. I would like to get a contact for him to show him a portrait that he has done for me 14 years ago. when he was beginning his career. So, Mr. Roll, if you get a chance, get call the Guardian or call me at 428-0719. That's 428-0719. So I can connect you with this texter who has something very special for you. Give me a second. Let me write that number down. So, Eric, I got plenty news. I went get off quickly. Like some Bahamian stuff.
Yeah, like the Carifta team being announced?
Yes, 54 players.
It's a lot of them, boy.
Go into Carifta. But listen, you think it's a lot of them. What I found interesting during the research is that typically the Carifta management would select a large group. Like the group is usually 70 people. Mm-hmm. And they had like a policy where they take A group, B group, and C group people to perform. Even people who may not have qualified at the Carifta standard will go on the trip. So the coach was saying, listen, over the last few years, we've changed our strategy and we're only taking A and B qualifiers with us, which has reduced the team from about 70 plus to just around 50 plus, right? Low end of 50. But the results that they have yielded from this shift in strategy, right?
Yeah, because we've been coming second to Jamaica the last two Cariftas, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what they said. And it's particularly after that Carifta when Jamaica came here and just beat everybody in the region. And we just want to say, Carifta, you couldn't have done it unless you was in the Bahamas, and that's why we just was going to take second place anyway. But that strategy has improved the Bahamas' showing at these games. And so if you think 54 is a large number, don't. Reconsider it. And if you think that's too much money, this is where we should be spending our money. Now, Eric, if you hadn't shown up today, I was calling all these little children name. I was calling all their name. But I can't call all your names. What I will say is if you want to know the team for Carifta, check out the Nassau Guardian. Search track and field Carifta and swim Carifta to get the lists of all of the...
Well, I know one player on the team. I know one player, and this really is an ode to age. I happen to know his mother, Zion Williams. He's performing in the under seven. Not Zion Williams, Zion Miller. Mm-hmm. And he's performing in the under 17 boys division. And awesome. Because I know his mom, like, you know, but that's how we get an update in age. Like, you don't even know the athletes anymore.
Right.
You know, the parents.
Right.
Jesus.
Now, look here. They're adults and friends with people who have children. It's up to us to take an interest in them. This is how we build a culture of appreciation for the sport in its entirety, but for what these young people are doing. So if you know your friends got children who are doing big things, go out and support them. Like I see a young man on this list named Philip Gray, right next to Zion Miller, and I wonder if that's the son of Philip Gray from St. Anne's. Well, his wife used to go to St. Anne's, and then he married her, and then Tifa's, all the young people was like, oh, you go on and take up, you know, CYM teacher.
Ah, Lord.
So we got to go and support you guys. Anyway, and the swim team as well. Their team was selected a couple of weeks ago. So you search a little further for them. And they had their first meeting, and this is what I found interesting, Eric. I really, really appreciate it. So for a number of these athletes, because there weren't any competitions for 2 years, this is their first time competing. And so they're taking a sports psychologist as a part of the contingent with them to ensure that these young people
stay focused and have
the best showing possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. That's a good thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, that's a great thing.
Absolutely, because this is a head game. This isn't just a physical skills game. Mm-hmm. This sport is a head game.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Producer, I see you got a call on the line. If it's the pigeon calling back, tell him I can call him after week. Sparky? Take this go. Sparky, morning.
Hello.
Hi, Sparky. How you doing?
Good morning. It's great to be your guest. I heard the gentleman mention in golf and Tiger the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like this. I didn't like to watch golf and Tiger playing. I became a Tiger freak. But when it comes to golf in the Bahamas, I wanted to say, a hats off to Mr. Craig Flowers. I visited the Blue Hill Golf Range, but he remodeled and everything the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so amazed about the amount of young Bahamian children that are out there learning the game of golf. Now, one of the most remarkable things, you know, we can encourage young children or parents to take your children out there. You know, children could learn the game of golf free, and you know golf is a very expensive sport. Much people do bowling and golf. They're expensive sports.
Yes, sir.
But the advantage they got out there with Mr. Flowers is that the children could learn free. It's the adults would have to pay, and the pros out there, they take the money that the golf pros would teach the older people also. They take the money from there, they buy the balls and the golf clubs and everything that allow the children to learn the game free. The other day, a neighbor of mine who works in Life at Key, he brought me a whole bag of golf clubs and the golf clubs and everything, but I don't play golf. I went down there and I gave everything to Mr. Flowers and his company.
Mm-hmm.
And say, here, give this to some children. I couldn't use it no way because I didn't know that they
had. Now, look here, Sparky. Me and you could have used that?
No, but see,
to knock Green Dilly out the tree before the raccoon get him.
Yeah, but see, what I didn't realize is that golf clubs come in left hand and right hand.
Yeah.
I'm right-handed.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't use the golf clubs no way. And okay. I guess you right-handed.
Don't watch nothing for picking fruit. It's a whole different vibe.
You're knocking down my guy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, encourage the children to go out there. The children can learn, and they'll keep them off the street, and they can learn something. They can get scholarships to go off to universities to play golf in school.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
Thank you so much, Sparky. Look here, you're absolutely right. And that's why I like to read these local stories. And thank you for the reminder about the golf facility.
Craig Flowers has, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's responsible for.
It is great Kong snacks out there too.
Yeah.
Oh, the food out there is excellent.
Look here, because you gotta support the thing.
Yeah, boy.
But golf. I realized that golf could help me. Playing golf could help me in my fruit procuring skills, improving that. And so that's why I'm interested in golf.
Yeah, man. If not, why not?
Yeah, I mean, I like things where you could just sit back and breeze.
Sit back and breeze.
That's my favorite type of sport. So, listen, I'm still upset about this sloop sailing thing, but same time, did you know, first ever rowing medal for the Bahamas. This is a story from the Nassau Tribune. Just want to say the quartet of Jessica and Poppy Prophet, their sisters, and Brianna Gala and Leah Bethel made history as they became the first team ever to win a rowing medal for the Bahamas in an international event. Now, at first I thought it was rowing medal, and I wanted to say, what type of gender bias is this? Four Bahamian women win a rowing medal. Now, we had rowing at the...
It should have been a platinum medal if that's the case.
Corner Boy Olympics, right? But I want to say congratulations to those young women. And that's one of the reasons why I guess we got to get into this sloop sailing is our national... It's supposed to be our national support thing. See, callers on the line. Let's go to that first caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Morning, Mom. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yes, Mom. I'm a millennial. I have an idea that I think is very powerful.
Okay, first of all, how old are you?
28 years old.
28?
Yes, Mom.
Okay, I think you just in the cusp of millennial. Okay, good.
93.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, so I have an idea.
Uh-huh. Now, hold on.
It's very powerful.
Wait, pause. Is it a very, very, very good idea because somebody is likely to teeth it?
Oh, well, it is. But, I mean, if someone could add it up,
I got you.
Go around with the flow, it could be even better because, you know, two or three can be gathered and it could go stronger.
Let's go.
Okay, I have an idea, right? Sports is very powerful, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the Bahamas is like really going on a slope.
Uh-huh.
But we need the males and we need the men to help out.
Uh-huh.
Now, with sports, right, they claim that they have gangs. They claim that people are just out of the way they should be going.
Mm-hmm.
But trust me. If you have a coach on your back saying that you know you need to do better, come on, this is mentorship. You wouldn't have time for gang violence and smoking and all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go out tomorrow, you see a bunch of guys on the basketball court playing or some sport. But that's good because that's stopping them from doing robbery, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could get sports some mentorship because they're saying that the males are not in the homes.
Right.
But if you look at it, sometimes they say that we need policing on the campuses of schools. That could be good or bad, you know.
Yeah.
But in a bad way is that brings fear to the students.
Yeah.
And that could be traumatizing.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? because we say that police are soft friends, right? But if they're unruly and trying to nitpick with them, they'll think that they're their enemies.
Yeah.
But with sports, a coach should say, you know, you're not going to play today unless you finish your homework or your grades are in check. Mm-hmm. Now, that comes to mentorship. All the people who went through that same straightening and that mechanism, they could say, you know what, I'm going to take you under my wings. You could be my brother's keeper.
Yep.
Now, with sports, it's very powerful. I know a lot of people. I just call out a name, Randy Cunningham, who is the coach of Kingsway. Uh-huh. He has a free basketball fundamental training on Air Valley Park every Saturday. Now, that's a great thing because usually children will be eating or playing video games, but they're out in the sun, losing weight and using these things for better development.
Stick a pin.
And
hold on.
If we would see that these students get a taste of what real life is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not calling out this show name, but mm-hmm. there's a show that causes children to see how prison is.
Yeah, yeah.
And seeing how, well, don't go there. That's traumatizing.
Yeah.
It could be helping, but it's not. I know some of the people who were on the show, they still died due to gang violence because they said that, you know, in order for me to go home safely, I got to be with Joe. I got to be with Pablo because I know if I don't go with them, I'm a villain to the system.
Yeah.
Now, as men, we could come together, make an organization. Don't mind these people saying that they're willing to help. Yes, they may. Yes, we're not, right? But their schedule and their working time doesn't commit.
Yeah.
So the younger ones who graduated from high schools could say that, you know, I'll help you. Because the fathers are not in the home, you know. And some women don't know how to train their children, so they claim they're uncontrollable and they're not easy going with themselves.
Yeah.
But if we have some men who can guide, who can portray love, that phileos love, that brotherly love, show them that, you know, you don't need to act out. Because if you go to jail, that's only wasted time. Plus, you cannot get a job. You cannot travel. And your life is already messed up. And 9 times out of 10, you cannot get a job. But if you focus on yourself, your true work, your motivation, how to inspire yourself to do better, you can show someone else under you, say, you know what? Smoking weed don't make no sense. Doctor school don't make no sense. And they love that, you know, because that's the father, that's the brother, that's the uncle who they never had to show them the way.
And they
so with
trust.
Sports tourism, I noticed that we have many things, football, soccer, basketball, tennis. Mm-hmm. But let's use some ways and some mechanisms to bring forth. Because trust me, this next generation that's coming up is rough, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But trust me, this is not the end. This is no death sentence. This is nothing to say that you cannot make it.
Right.
Trust me, we will do this. And through God's help, we'll get it through. Thank you, Mr. Man.
Yeah, man. Thank you very, very much. So listen, just very quickly, there's a charter school in New York, right? They take troubled kids. They tell the other schools, feed them to us. When they are a problem, send them to our school. School starts at like 7. They take these kids from breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And they have a mentor, a peer mentor, someone who walks with them throughout the entire day. The only thing you do, I'll go in the bathroom with you and stay outside the stall, right? I am with you every day helping you to navigate anything that comes up because you are so troubled in your behavior. You need help. We realize that you reach a situation and because you're frustrated, you cause yourself more problems. So you got a peer mentor walking with you. And then, you know what they do? It's like 4 hours of exercise a day. 4 hours in the school day. That's another big thing. Our young people are not exercising enough.
No, people look. People pick up their tablets to have a look at people exercising.
Right. When I was...
Instead of the exercise.
I was 18, 19 in boarding school and doing my A-levels. And my house mistress looked at me one day and she said, look here, if you don't get up and put on your tennis and start running, and every morning and every afternoon I run around the school twice... I run around the school twice, a big school, right? And still had plenty of energy to burn.
Listen, but if I run from here to the car right now, that's me for the day.
Right, but at a younger age, we underestimate the energy that our children have. And while we want to make it sort of easier for us, because we are stressed out and frustrated and tired after work, we still got to realize that these kids still got a half a mile of energy they need to burn off.
Yeah.
That's a part of that issue.
And if they
issue.
Don't burn it off, then they talk it off.
And also your concern about the police in schools. I think the issue is this, is that the police are there to respond to extreme behavior only. Young people are expected to act up and be rebellious. The police are not there for that. They are there for extreme behavior only. And the police have to resist the urge to jump in until it's absolutely necessary. Mm-hmm. The next thing is this, is that there's an Easter basketball camp going on in Eleuthera over the Easter weekend, 16th, what, to the 18th? Anyway, this long holiday weekend coming up. Eric, one more call, and then it's NFL and NBA time. Behemoth's out there doing big things. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Morning, Aaron, and your co-host.
Morning,
sir. There's a cultural event here. Now, you know Behemoth's have Jocko on lock, right?
Yeah.
Supposed to. Last Sunday, Jamaicans thought they had reggae on lock. A white American group won best album. Dumped over Spice, Barrett Hammond, and Shaggy.
No, they didn't win over Barris Hammond. They, I don't know if that's possible, but it was Gramps Morgan.
I know, but it, this guy got S-O-J-A.
Yeah, yeah.
Soldier of Jah Army. A white American, all white.
We talk, but now we talk about that all week. They're not all European descent, but I would say they're all white. But that's cool. That's another discussion.
I'm saying the Jamaicans are at uproar in Jamaica.
Yeah, we talk about that.
They things.
Yeah, yeah. It's a split in perspectives with professional.
Academy, right? The Woodman Academy don't listen to real reggae. They just listen to what they can find in the States. That's right.
No, don't say that. Listen, like I said earlier this week, we had a conversation about it. We can be careful, you know, how we talk. But the genre is called Cali rock. I mean, Cali reggae. I don't know that to me.
On the 12th, we say best reggae album.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Jamaicans are in uproar because that's their gangs.
That's all right.
And they don't know who this group is.
I know. Thank you.
Home.
Thank you very much. We talked about that earlier this week, but I want to thank you for sharing that word with me because I'm going to upset my co-host. Since we upsetting Caribbean people, right? The Bahamas Senior Men's National Soccer Team was promoted to League B in the Confederation of North Central America and Caribbean Association Football's Nations League.
Yeah, man. I think if I'm mistaken, they got to play Trini at some point.
Trinidad, Nicaragua, and St. Vincent. Now, listen.
Trini is top shelf.
Right, they're Bahamas. Here's how we're going to do this. I've been to St. Vincent. They're lovely. Beat them. Why? Because they have goats, and their goats don't have no manners.
And they are just like Bahamians, believe it or not.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
their menu, their dress code, everything.
Everything. So you could beat them. Nicaragua, learn Spanish, or don't learn Spanish because they can talk to you bad in Spanish. You don't need to hear it. If you don't understand Spanish, you straight. They can talk to you bad. You look at them and smile. It's Bahamian. Come visit. But TNT, when you beat them, you have to make it look like an accident. Okay? Don't make it look like you mean to beat them. Because we have not settled the CARICOM doubles and Carnival treaty yet. We have to make friends with them until we satisfy.
Until we are surely that we have our own Carnival.
Right, Carnival and doubles treaty got to be sorted out first.
Yeah.
But just make it look like an accident. But yeah, man, I appreciate that discussion. It's a discussion that we're going to continue because it's an important one. Because Bahamians have to ask the same thing, especially Bahamian musicians, right? When does your music become so big that you and your own country members cannot own it and control it, and you have to let it free to the world? That's a big, it's like Sidney Poitier, right?
Yeah.
When does your...
Because Bahamian say Sidney Poitier.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the rest of the world took him and ran with him and said, Sidney Poitier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like other people think them French sounds are fancy, while we just don't like Haiti. Okay, I got a text here, Miss Green. The murder for the new year is, the count is up to 44. I got to verify that. And it's not murder, it's a homicide count. It doesn't become a murder count until a judge deems that was murder. Hi, Aaron and guests. What's your opinion on trans athletes competing against athletes from their natural sex? Example, I believe that there is inherent physical advantage when a trans woman to man competes against a woman wrestler. Your thoughts? Eric, don't even think about it. Don't watch nothing.
Okay, guys, listen to me. All my bread gone in, but I had so much to say.
This is a heavy question. So here's what I'm going to say to this. I appreciate that people have concerns, and that's natural. Ain't nobody saying that you transphobic or homophobic for questioning. Is this okay? So here's what I do know. when you are a trans athlete, there are medical markers that you have to hit before you are allowed to compete professionally, right? Now, I'm not sure about the high school level, but I think at the collegiate and the professional level, there are markers, they're like hormone and medical markers that you need to hit before you're allowed to compete. Not just that, that you have to hit this marker and maintain it, I think, for approximately 1 year. That's 365 days. And during competition, there's also testing, like immediately before, during, and after the competition, I think there is testing as well. Right? And so there is a protocol in place to ensure that there is not an unfair advantage. I would have to get some experts on, people with personal experience, to come in and talk about that. But that isn't necessarily what we had planned to talk about. I got another text here saying, man, we have a baseball field at the prison for 5+ years. Send some coaches in. Let them young boys play baseball. No, y'all don't. Y'all don't have a whole baseball field at the prison, though, for 5 years? Yes, yeah, send the coaches down there and let the boy them play and burn off some energy. This is absolutely necessary. Anyway, I hear that, music producer. It is time for a break. And when we come back from the break, man, Mr. Sawyer, DeAndre Ayton, buddy, healed, doing big things in the NBA.
And the Lakers are officially gone from the playoffs.
Look here. And it was and DeAndre. And there's a Bahamian that did it, right? Oh, my goodness. And then Tom Brady is still petitioning for Bahamian citizenship. More Tom Brady NFL news after the break. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Heaven, put the radar on your head. That's the sailor man sound. If you want to go to heaven, put the radar on your head.
Know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good
for you. One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the Solution. Sponsor On the Clock of Aaron Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and Eric Sawyer. Mr. Sawyer.
Hey.
It's time to learn me something.
Well, the Lakers are out of the playoffs.
Well, when they out.
They out. They even in the play-in, much less the playoffs.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, I'm going to need somebody to send a care package to LeBron James.
And I am indeed a LeBron fan, but I mean, what can you do? Like, they are 4-17 since the All-Star break. He has averaged 45 points in their wins and 35 points in their losses since the All-Star break. What else you want the man to do?
Yeah.
The man has had 50-point games since the All-Star break. What else do you want the man to do? Now, obviously, you know, Russell Westbrook didn't work out.
I was just going to say.
AD is a piece of glass.
When you all invite LeBron to Nassau.
Trevor Ariza has already been waived by the Lakers. He was waived yesterday before the last game of the season.
What that mean? Don't come back?
He's been let go, yeah.
I mean, don't come back.
Yeah, man.
Don't wave at me in the road and all.
He's played 24 games this season for the Lakers. He missed the first month of the year, played about 6 weeks and hasn't played the rest of the year. Kendrick Nunn has yet to play one dribble for the season.
By injuries?
Yeah, by injuries.
So what I was going to say is, when we invite LeBron to the Bahamas for his postseason commiserations, are we inviting Westbrook? Because, I mean, it may be entertaining to watch LeBron run hard off the court and on the court.
Say, but listen, but unless you, tired of, you know, you cost me, you know what? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you know, we'll see.
Sign in your Kong salad. Boy, look here, LeBron was... This is the first time I've seen LeBron lose his cool on the court. And, like, this boy reminded me of a Bahamian because it just didn't make any sense, the foolishness I was watching in the play. I mean, I watched all the clips I've seen for the entire season. I watched Westbrook score once.
Yeah, he and the thing is, they locked into him now $40-something million next year. It's either he has to be traded to a team, and the thing is, everybody's asking for a first-round pick. The next first-round pick the Lakers have to offer is 2027. So now you stuck now having to mortgage your future to get rid of a guy who just can't hit the backside of a barn. He can't hit ocean if he's standing
up. Hold on, what you mean? The Lakers are not going to have another first round
pick until 2027. They've traded them all in order to get Anthony Davis a few years
ago. Hold on, Anthony Davis was wearing a white t-shirt underneath his uniform.
Right.
And still can't score?
Well, I mean, he's one of the more versatile players in the NBA, but he can't stay healthy because he has brittle bones. Everything is an injury. Everything.
He need to eat raw aloe and drink Sarah C. Producer, let's take this call dead quick. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Listen, I have a idea about the sailing. I think sailing should be our national sport because my reason for that is not sloop sailing now. Listen to what I'm saying. Sailing as a whole, because my three kids are all sailors.
Okay.
Two boys and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I have a table loaded of trophies from what the kids are doing. The Ministry of Agriculture, I think, was sponsoring the kids. I don't even know if they do that anymore. I don't see the schools send the kids out anymore. They sponsor the government school kids.
Right, they did that. It was just on pause because of COVID.
Oh, no, it was on pause before COVID.
Okay.
Because my kids were interested in re-signing up.
Okay.
And we can find a way to re-sign them back up into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it teaches them a lot of sportsmanship. It teaches them how to look out for each other. You know, they are taught things like, even if you're winning the race and your fellow man is in need of help, you are to turn around and help him.
Yeah, absolutely.
You understand? So I think sailing is our national sport because, and we have a lot of kids in this town. I traveled with them when they did some inter-island regattas.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was really good to see those kids work the way they do because they have to fix their own boats, then they have to put it out to the sea by themselves, then they have to take it back in, they have to take it down, they have to clean it. It's a really good sport, and I think sailing should be our, especially in any national sports that we have, I think sailing, sloop, and the kids sailing should
the
be
other
a part of it.
Disciplines. Why, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Very insightful.
Yeah, I mean, there are strong arguments for all. For me, the indigenous cultural historic elements of sailing sort of win it out for me. But we got to balance that with the future. And one of the smartest things, most brilliant things the former Prime Minister Perry G. Christie ever said was, this is not a decision for us to make for future Bahamians. It's one of the smartest things he ever said. And I think we need to consider that principle before we make this formal decision. And at the very least, engage in some real wide consultation before you make the decision. And hear the voices of the Bahamian people on why they would suggest the discipline that they would suggest. I think that's important. But now, back. Because it's almost playoff time.
Playoffs begin next week.
And somebody tell me there's a Bahamian is the first seed, is in the best team in the West.
Best team in the East, too. Yeah, the Suns. The Suns have 64 wins this year.
Suns in the East.
The Suns in the West.
Yeah.
Still the best team.
Yeah, they had 64. They won the game after the 63, after they broke the record.
Yeah.
Right. But look here, Buddy. Buddy Hield's not
Buddy
playing.
Buddy Hield also had a double-double. He's not playing in the playoffs, though, but he had a very good game.
The Pacers not going to make it.
Yeah. Kai Jones was called back. Now he's playing for the Hornets now going into the playoffs. Yeah.
Proper
NBA
A-League.
Yeah, man. And he had a tremendous alley-oop night before last one. Yeah. Tremendous.
Now, Kai, I never thought I would say this on the radio, right? You going into the playoffs. I remember the days of when the Pistons was playing. I can't even remember the two big muscle men, but they like to fight.
Bill Laimbeer.
Right.
Anyway, Rodman.
Rick
Mahorn.
Right, when Rodman used to play for the Pistons before he got pulled to the Bulls.
Well, he played for the Spurs first and then went to the Bulls.
Yeah. Now, Kai, these by them, and DeAndre and Buddy, these by them going to talk to you bad. They going to try to talk to you bad in the playoffs and run you hot so you could foul them. But you are a Bahamian. You're not going to run hard. You're going to compose yourself. And if anybody say anything rude to you, say, Buddy, I can pump on you in the air, you know. I going to posterize you, and it could be up in the Bahamian airport for every tourist in the world to see it. That's what you tell them. Don't say nothing foul.
No.
Don't run on. Don't fight. Don't fight. When they try to do things, say, look here, I could be sitting on the beach, you know, chilling. You want to come visit me?
Smile. They just come to the Bahamas.
So.
We'll gang them for you.
Who in the West is lining up behind the Suns?
The Warriors look good.
Golden State.
Yeah. Oh, the Grizzlies look good.
Yeah.
Or the Memphis Grizzlies and Ja Morant. Yeah, my Ja Morant reminds me of another coming of Allen Iverson. He just has that fire.
Well, you know what is
a competitive edge.
You know what's surprising about Allen Iverson? He was a football player.
Yeah,
that's before he went into basketball.
That's why he ran so much, you know, downhill.
Yeah.
You know, and had that speed whenever he went over the ball because he was a wide receiver.
Wow.
Albeit short, but he was a wide receiver.
Right, I think about this boy's commitment to basketball though. We came on that court like he loved, like he born inside a basketball.
That's why he was so strong.
Yeah.
As small as he wasn't afraid to go in there and take on Shaq and Patrick Ewing and David Robinson and the like.
So let's look at the East lineup. Where's Embiid? Where's that boy?
He's
dunking on people hurting their feelings.
Yeah, man.
Where's Sixers are in the lineup?
The Sixers are third or fourth in the East.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking pretty good. The Celtics, I don't know how or why they decided to get hot, but they're now the second seed. You know, were the eighth or ninth seed to start the year.
But how they? Okay, 76ers first?
No, the team that's first is the Miami Heat.
In the East?
Yeah, the Miami Heat and the Bucks.
LeBron used to play for the Heat.
Game. Yeah.
Oh, LeBron. Where are the Cavs?
Well, the Cavs are fourth or fifth place. The Cavs are actually in the playoffs.
But not LeBron. Boy, LeBron, look here. Things looking rough, buddy.
Yeah, this is the first time he's missed the playoffs barring a major injury.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, he's played about 70% of the games this year.
Yeah.
It's the first time he's played at least 70% of the games and missed the playoffs since his rookie year.
Absolutely.
And that's amazing. That's an amazing feat in and of itself.
And you can understand why he's so frustrated with his teammates, particularly putting up the numbers he's putting up. See, like you watch Buddy and DeAndre, right? Putting up good numbers. I mean, solid numbers.
Role players.
Right, and the team don't win. And sometimes I wonder, did you shine too much for your team? Right, but we could see that wasn't the case with DeAndre.
Right.
And the Pacers have taken off since Buddy joined them, right?
Right, I mean, they still won't make the playoffs, but they've been a lot better.
Yeah. Boy, LeBron, that got to be rough. Not as rough as Dolphin fans learning that Tom Brady could have been playing for them in 2023. But now he's not. So that rumor turned out to not be so much of a rumor.
Yeah, he was actually supposed to go there as a minority owner.
Right, except it gets better than that. See, that's why I'm telling you, Tom Brady have to be a Bahamian. And anyway.
Yeah, he know how to be slick.
Slick, slick, slick. Because what I read on the NFL official website say that it's possible that this rumor is very, very real. Not only was he supposed to go in and become a minority owner, but apparently they were going to try and get the Buccaneers to trade them or sell them Tom Brady's playing rights.
Yeah.
So that in 2023, he could play for the Dolphins. Now, let me tell you all something. Every Dolphin fan in the world is so upset right now, and we send our condolences and commiserations because y'all were almost great. For half a second, Dolphins.
Hey, listen, in Tua.
Y'all were almost great.
In Tua. Or tuna, they trust, whatever you want to call it.
I cannot endorse that. That was cruel and unusual humor. I mean, it was funny, but So listen, just a quick note
Thank you.
We sign off, producer, play that song from the 2022 Orjan Lindroth Memorial Open Chess Championship took place last weekend, right? And they entertained golf... chess players.
Wow, I haven't played chess in years.
From around the globe, including Norwegian Grandmaster Johan Sebastian Christensen, who won the inaugural event this weekend. To open the tournament, he played a simultaneous exhibition match against 20 Bahamians, including 10 juniors, all at the same time. This man must also be a Bahamian, and he trained in a different discipline that we don't really talk about on the radio because the Olympic Committee refused to endorse it as official sport.
Which is what?
Sweethearting. Oh, you could play 10, 12, 15 people at the same time and don't know you're a champion.
And beat them all?
All. Anyway, to the chess community, I'm glad you guys had a great weekend. To the old-timers softball tournament, y'all go out there, have fun, but behave. Take your grandchildren with you.
I went out to AF Hadley Gym last week. You know, I actually saw the UB Mingos play.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How they doing?
My little cousin.
Yeah.
Oh, they got beat by 40.
Yeah, look here, UB Mingos. I could be honest. Y'all were in the news today. I didn't read the story because, I mean.
They did well, you know.
They did all right, eh?
Yeah.
They're doing well.
Yeah. In what's that?
Anyway, they've been playing some soccer scrimmages as well.
Soccer. Yeah, that's
right.
It. Soccer.
And they got some collegiate activity as well. And we support you, Mingos. See, Blue Mingo, I believe that's where Alpha is right now. They're...
Carl Brennan, how are you, sir? Good morning, sir.
I gotta go. We're all out of time. Guardian Radio AM is up next. I gotta go over this UB. I just figure out where Blue Alpha is. Hiding with that Mingo.
Yeah.
Have a great day, Bahamas, Mr. Sawyer. Thank you so very much.
Thank you much.
Stay tuned to Guardian Radio all day. Don't mind if your name is Jerry or if it's Bruce. The black of the berry.